It's time now for our weekly Lake Door Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and say good morning, Gary Faraci. How are we doing?
We are doing well this morning, Gary. What a very nice Thursday morning. We got some overcast skies, about 70 degrees down here. Great morning to be on the lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The weather's great. And the lake level is, boy, it's a lot better. It's amazing what a week and a half, 2 weeks can do, isn't it?
What'd you have this morning? 565 and some change?
Yeah, I had 565.5.
Wow, that's it's really coming down. They're doing a good job this year. They really are.
Yeah, it's the parking's better, everything's better now. But what are you hearing as far as the fishing goes?
Well, you know, with the temperatures we've had, it's slowed a little bit. So I haven't seen any, like, the guys, the bass fishermen, you know, instead of catching five, you know, six, they're getting three, maybe four, and they're having to work for it a little bit. Like, and I think that's typical, you know, summer fishing. You know, you're not going to get them all in one spot. You got to move around and be patient with it and stuff. So, to me, I think that's typical for the summer weather, you know. That water is warmer. You got to get out there early. You got to be out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, are they doing much though with the the stripers, whites, hybrids? Are they
the guides have been? I haven't talked to anybody other than a couple of the guides, and they're still doing well. The fish are deep. They're 50, 60 feet deep. But they're still pulling some in every day, you know, so they're just deep.
Yeah. What about the crappie bite?
Crappie's been pretty decent, and it's been mixed on live bait, and a couple of Bobby Garland colors have been working really well this past week. Again, no limits, but some nice-sized fish, some 13, 14-inch fish, and... you know, they're adjusting to the new lake levels every day, you know. So last I heard, they were about 15 to 18 feet above brush piles or in brush piles. And that changes every few days. It's, you know, that's the way they've been dumping water, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. The guys with the catfish, though, limb lines, jug fishing, they're doing pretty good, aren't they?
They are, and they're using a wide variety of bait on there. I've had guys come in, they're using everything from hot dogs, shrimp, chicken livers, bluegill. They've been doing good. You know, you put a trout line on with 25 hooks on it, you come back with four or five, six fish, you're doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's how it's been. Last weekend was the guys did really good. So, it's that time of year. It seems like this weather is perfect for catfishing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And, again, it's going to warm up a little bit. You know, today it's going to be hotter and, you know, Saturday. And then we are going to see some warmer temperatures. But the lake's really coming down and we're in that transition again.
Here we are.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to wait for that lake temp. You know, it's more on the lake temp than anything. When it starts to go down, the fish will get a little more active.
Absolutely. I have to tell you, I had a guy come in the other day and said he heard us talking about bluegill fishing, perch fishing.
Yeah.
And he goes, I thought I'd give that a try. He came up and got some worms and that, and he came back the next day and said they just had a blast. He said they filled the 5-gallon bucket up, and he said some really nice hand-sized fish. He said, I'm glad you guys brought that up, and we thought we'd give it a try. And he goes, that was so much fun.
It is. I mean,
I told him, I was kind of giggling, laughing, because I've done it myself, and I know it's a blast. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just certain species of fish, you know, like your stripers, hybrids, and whites, man, they go so deep. They get way down there, and they are, I mean, you know, they're hard to catch. And if you got live scope, it helps for sure, but even with live scope, man, they're way down there, and it's hard. But the perch, those big old brim bluegill, man, you get on a big old mess of them, and you'll just have a heyday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this guy told me, him and his buddy, they just had a blast. But he came up the next day and was telling me his story and getting more worms and stuff. He said, we're going to give it a try. And they were just bang fishing.
Ah, yeah.
Wow. So I said, you sure? I asked him. I kidded with him. He laughed. I said, you sure you weren't down there looking for mermaids and then just decided to get a worm wet? He laughed.
There are mermaids. Mermaids like the hot water, so there might be a sighting. So just watch out for them, though. They do bite.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful. Don't get too close.
Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll check in next week.
Sounds good, Gary. See you soon.
Yep.